Minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Matt Nair on air.
Dr. Karen Tamarius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
Matt Nair on air. Days at 11 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Trumpster asked the judge and said, hey, can I not come to court because I want to go to my son's graduation? So here now, from the raw story, Trump plans Minnesota fundraiser on the day of Barron's graduation. When I graduated, you have a get-together with family and friends. It's kind of a day. A parent shouldn't just be ducking in and out.
You have to be a parent for that. And he is a parent in name only. A pino.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All five GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Bucks player slapped with a four-game suspension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverly suspended four games next season for misconduct during the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers. Video showing Pat Beverly throwing a ball at a heckling fan. Later, he refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter. Beverly said he's not even sure if he'll be with the Bucks next season.
I'm excited about this summer. I'm excited to see what new home I'm at. If it's, you know, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know you know, we came up short, but, you know, we'll see what the summer has.
Baseball, the Brewers with three home runs on the way to a 7-1 win over the Cardinals at AmFam Field. The crew getting good performances from young pitchers like Jared Koenig, who got the win, or Tobias Myers, who got the start.
Tobias, that was in Double-A part of last year and wasn't slated to be in the big leagues, he's pitching great for four, and then we get another guy that we didn't know that would pitch for us at all this year. They were great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream. We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightline with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Now, a guy who washes his hands even after using a towel, Pete Schwabba.
We are back. Starting hour number two on a special, a very special Thursday night edition of Nightlight. Hey, Nightlight with Pete Schwabba is sponsored by the Minocqua Brewing Company, who is making Wisconsin great again, one beer at a time. Check out their webpage, minocquabrewingcompany.com, to see where you can buy progressive beer and join them for live music, poetry, and progressive politics at their new tap room at 2927 East Washington Avenue in Madison. In just a little bit, we're going to have On Stage for Cancer, Audrey's Angels. They will be here to perform in studio. They're so great. They've been here before, and they sound amazing, like Peter, Paul, and Mary amazing. They're going to perform here in the studio. Right now, I've got a few more minutes with my old buddy Eric Price. He is a Wisconsin native, and his credits include Mad TV, Reno 911. He was also on Breaking Bad. He was in a little film called The Godfather of Green Bay. And he is also a descendant, an alumnus, how do I say this, of Comedy Sports. That's where you got your start, in Milwaukee. That's pretty cool.
Oh my goodness. Yes. Oh, that was when I found Comedy Sports. I found my absolute calling, man. Nice. I went to a show, I think I was 13 years old. I went to a show. My mom was out of town, and her best friend Nancy brought me to a Comedy Sports show. I raised my hand and volunteered, and they got me up on stage, and we played a game. And I ended up working with the guys that I got to work with when I was 13 years old.
Whoa.
You know, and I told them all when I first started working there. I was like, "Oh my God, I don't know if you remember me, man, but like I volunteered, I raised my hand, I got up, I played a game with you." And he was like, "Oh my God, I remember that." But there, I mean, I found my family, man. You find your people, and Comedy Sports was such a wonderful experience for me. I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. I was able to, I got in, and at that time, there were a bunch of very talented fellas that had just left Comedy Sports. There's, you know, Dan Harmon and Rob Schraub. Dan Harmon,
yeah,
of Community. He wrote Community and also does Rick and Morty.
Rick and Morty, that's
he was,
right. Yeah.
He was a Milwaukee Comedy Sports guy. Rick and Morty, and him and Rob, and Rob, Dan, Kurt Schuller, Peter Alberts, these Bo Johnson, Mundy Carter, they did a group called the Dead Ale Wives, and I looked at them like they were my Monty Python in Milwaukee, man. They were so innovative. They were able to do. So I was a huge, like, super fan, and then I was able to start performing with those guys, and I really felt like they raised the bar, and all I wanted to do was just, I wanted to hang out with them constantly. I wanted to perform with them constantly. And Comedy Sports, I was able to work the boards, as we would say, is you work. You show up, sometimes you get in the van, you go to a place that does not want you there, and you have to win an audience over. And some shows we would come in and just knock it out of the park. Some shows we would say my buddy Paul Stasiak used to say, we came, we saw, we left through the kitchen. You know, some of them weren't all winners. They weren't all winners. But it was, yes, that was such a remarkable experience for me. Now, Pete, is your son doing comedy sports?
Yeah.
Am I hearing that correctly?
You did. And he's
that's amazing. In Milwaukee?
Yeah. And he was a big fan of Rick and Morty. He just graduated from Madison last year. He's done a little stand-up. He's doing comedy sports. He's already written like 3 screenplays. I mean, the kid is like, he's like 10 times the student of comedy I ever was. And I
chip off the old block.
I don't know about that, but I hope he learns a lot more from the cool thing is, Eric, and it sounds like what you just said, my best memories are of coming up as a stand-up and the guys I met, just like you with comedy sports. And Joe has grown up listening to all my stories of the road and with comics and hanging out. And it's that kind of brother or sisterhood, brethren, whatever you want to call it, just that bond you have that's so incredible. Yep. And when you say leaving through the kitchen, those are the gigs that really give you backbone and that make you bond when you really bomb or have a bad show.
Absolutely. There's no connection to another human being like the connection that you build with somebody that you've bombed with. You know, someone right. that you went to war with. Because comedy sports, it's not like stand-up, you know, stand-up, you've got your material.
Right.
You got your tried and true stuff. Maybe try, you know, and oh, I'm doing really well. I can throw in some new material here, or I can go back to like, all right, man, I got to do the standards, get this audience into it. For us, we were making everything up as we went along. So it was a crapshoot from night to night. If they were going to dig it, if they liked a certain aspect of the show, but didn't like another aspect, we had to figure out the groove. Where's the groove? Where's the audience? Yeah. Where's the audience digging it? And then, but it was, yeah. We had so many shows. There were years there where I looked at, I still have my old date books because I wrote everything down. And I had like a show, I had a year or two where it was like 523 shows a year.
Whoa.
Like we were booking, dude. We were working really hard. Bob Orvis, who was running Comedy Sports, the remote business at that time. I'd look at a Saturday, I'd be like, all right, well, we have a 10 a.m. show for nurses. Then I'm going to go and do the matinee. Then I'm going to do the 7:30, 10 o'clock show. Gosh. Then we have the midnight show. Then I got to go and do a post-prom at 2 in the morning wow. for a bunch of high school kids. So it was, but I relished. I mean, I loved looking at my date book and being like, every night I got a show, or I'd be doing stand-up down at the Safe House, or I'd be doing a play at Skylight Opera Theater. My 20s and 30s, man, it was just packed with performance, and it was the best time of my life. Absolute best time of my life. Some of the best friends I've ever made. Still hold on to a lot of those friendships, and I miss playing. I miss that, and I teach a lot now, but I miss that electricity, dude, of like a hot audience that's there. We had a group called the Midnight Show that performed for a long time. We carried on doing the Dead Alewives. When a lot of them left, we kind of did a resurgence and like a reforming of that group. That was really fun. But yeah, I sure do miss those days. You worked hard. You worked hard, but the hours, man, the hours you put in, those were formative years for me as a comic. I really learned. I was like, what do I do well? I always was trying to push myself like, all right, I'm going to go to Second City in Chicago. Cause I feel like there's not like there wasn't anything else to learn here, but I was like, I got to get out of my comfort zone. I'm doing all the stuff now. I feel like I'm going back to the same stuff. I gotta learn more.
Oh, that's a great.
So it's always good to be a constant student too. There's always people to learn from.
That is the voice of Eric Price. He is my guest here on Nightlight tonight. We're catching up on the radio. He is, joining me here. So Eric, I want to ask you, cause like I did improv in college, but when I was in Chicago doing stand-up, we'd hang out at some of the local bars and there'd be Second City people there and stand-up people there. How much of, and I can kind of probably answer this better with stand-up, but how much of doing improv are you born with and how much do you learn? Do you have to be inherently funny? I'm sure there are tricks you can learn, but the funniest people you've worked with, are they naturally funny or did they learn?
They're naturally funny. Yeah. I mean, you cannot teach comedy. You can't. And there are people that teach comedy classes. And what they do is they teach you a format or they teach you how to write. and how to find your point of view and what you have to say about the world. Those comedy classes are great. I'm not saying that they're not teaching you anything.
Right.
But man, there are people that just have it. There's just people that understand, okay, the pace and tempo of this scene, if I bring a call back now, it's going to be too early. But if I let that simmer a little bit and then I hit it later, I know that's going to crush, you know? Nice. So yeah. It is, but it's trial and error, man. You know, one night you'll be super funny. Another night it's not working so well. And it's, you know, it's tough to find your voice on stage. And I feel like when you see someone that's genuine and really in touch with what they have to say and how they want to say it, they're going to be better off than somebody that's still searching for their voice, you know.
Very
but
well said.
Comedy, I don't feel like it can be taught. We can teach you the skills,
right?
We can teach you the skills of what it takes to be a good improviser, those basics. But yeah, it is absolutely, it's, you need to have something, you need to have it.
And even when you are really funny, you still have so much to learn. Like, it is a craft, so to speak. And like you said, you only yes. learn that from the repetition of doing it over and over of what will work when. And yeah, that's a really great yes. answer. Who are your influences as a performer? Like when you were growing up, you said comedy sports,
boy.
But like, who did you see on TV or on Saturday Night Live? Like, who did you want to be?
Well, I mean, I knew at an early age that I wanted to be a performer. I was in my seventh and eighth grade plays, and I remembered feeling that rush of, I mean, I was like Santa in my eighth grade play, you know what I mean? But it was the lead. And I remember the pride in my father's eyes. Like when I walked off that stage, I couldn't believe the reaction from my dad and from my mom as well. But my dad still held on to that program from that show his entire life.
Wow.
Even before he passed, he let me know. He was like, you know, I still have this, right? But I Robin Williams,
yeah,
bar none, hands down one of my favorite performers of all time. When I saw Robin Williams at the Met, I memorized that. And I would do that at family functions. I would just do his bits from Robin Williams at the Met. Physical comedians for me, I thought were really funny. Were like when I was very young. I mean, Jack Tripper, dude could fall over like you know, the way he fell over a couch. Him and Dick Van Dyke. You know what I mean? Early TV influences, and then in high school, Jim Carrey. In Living Color was on in high school, and I was like, this guy is untouchable. Who is this rubber face? Because I always felt like I had a real rubber face, real, you know.
Totally.
I could contort it and make myself look like different characters and stuff. But I liked the guys that were not too paralyzed by their own cool. You know, the guys that were willing to be silly and ridiculous and all in the name of comedy. Those people definitely had a huge influence in my life, for sure.
That's pretty cool. That's I could totally see, like, you have that Jim Carrey thing. Like you're so, like I said, in The Godfather Green Bay, you were some of the faces you made and the looks you had, like, you can't teach that stuff. Like
big mugger. I'm a big mugger. Well, I'm a big mugger.
It was warranted though.
Lance was so funny with me. Oh yeah. It was a big fun character to play, but Lance would call me out and be like, there's that mug, dude. Oh, I love that mug. He loved it when I did it. You know, like, oh, there's those teeth.
That's
but you know,
funny.
that was a different time. I was so fearless.
Yeah.
I was fearless. I was like, I'm going to go for this. I'm just going to go for it 100% every time. And, you know, and over the years I was like, I gotta be a little bit more subtle, but I feel like no. I've lost a little bit of that spark, that trust in myself to just be like as wild as I want to be, man.
Yeah. As long as you know when to use it, when not to use it, I think you're fine. I you just said something that made me
for
laugh
sure.
when
sure.
Lance Lennon was so in character during the movie. Who's kind of that snotty, thought he knew it all. And every time Lance would go up with all of his props as his character, Lennon would say, not over the mic, just for Lance to hear, he'd say, knock him dead, Tubby.
Yep.
And Lance would go so great. All right, I've got two more questions for Eric. He's hanging out here, and that's coming up next. I'm going to ask Eric two more questions.
Yeah. Yeah,
love
yeah.
that you're here, buddy. This is so great. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us. The Todd Alba Show.
The fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan of like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
From the 920, Jim from Appleton says, favorite horror movie. I'm having a hard time choosing one, so I'll have to take two, 13 Ghosts and Hellraiser. I have not seen either one of those. Conrad, have you seen those?
Yes, I've seen Hellraiser.
That's not part of it.
What was the other one?
13 Ghosts.
Yeah, I've never seen that one.
Yeah, that's a good one, Jim. We haven't heard either one of those tonight. Thank you for weighing in. We are broadcasting statewide in this beautiful state of Wisconsin from our gorgeous downtown Green Bay studios here at WGBW. Eric Price is with me for a couple more minutes. Eric, so you said you're teaching. First of all, what are you working on now? Do you have anything you're trying to pitch or write or get together? Okay. Where are you at with that stuff?
Well, I'm currently, I do have kind of a comedy partner, if you will, somebody that he and I have been throwing a lot of things around for quite a while, but he's a very busy actor. But we are working on something now. I can't really talk too much about it, but it's we're working on a show together with Jimmy Simpson. I'm very excited to be working with Jimmy on something right now.
Great actor.
But he's very busy with, like, I don't know if you've seen Dark Matter, but holy smokes.
Wait, no, I saw your post.
Holy smokes, that show is incredible.
Yeah,
highly recommend it.
You went to the premiere. I saw that on Facebook, but is it out yet?
Because yeah.
I looked for it immediately, but I don't think it had dropped yet.
I sure did.
Okay.
It just came out on Apple TV. Sweet. Just came out, I think, maybe yesterday or the day before.
Okay.
Please go see it. Go home and see it on your Apple. But Apple TV did it right with this movie. Jennifer Connelly can just
She's
for a
great.
Second. First of all, stunning in person, unbelievably stunning, but what a super talent. Her and Joel Edgerton and Jimmy gets a chance to do some really great stuff in this show. So I've been working with him on stuff. I've been teaching this program for 13 years, which was not my intention necessarily.
Wow.
When I first moved out here to teach a middle school arts program, but I'll tell you what, man, it has been one of the most satisfying and most I have learned so much from these kids, and these are really important years for these kids to find their voice and to find a group of people they feel comfortable with. And I get all the cool weirdos and the outcasts and they have a home there in my program. So that's been a really wonderful experience. I'm at one of the family's homes from my program right now. I was like, I need a place to record this. Are you around? Yes. Come over, come in our back house. And yeah. So, but it's been a really incredibly rewarding job, and I look forward to doing it for many years. My program started at like 35 kids, and now I have like 110.
Wow, nice,
dude. It's unbelievable. But yeah, besides that, I mean, I'm still auditioning, still working here and there, and you know, trying to get as much voiceover, commercial, whatever.
Yeah.
I'm open to it all for sure.
How cool was being on Breaking Bad?
Oh man, it was the most amazing experience and the most heartbreaking experience of my life.
Really?
Like, I was in the penultimate episode, right? I was in Granite State. I was in the second to last episode. and I had a nice little scene. The thing was, I did not have to audition for that role. They offered it to me. They called me and offered it to me, which was incredibly kind of them. I had auditioned a bunch of times for a bunch of meth heads and a bunch of weird drug dealers and a bunch of characters, and I just never landed it. I was just not right for all of those parts. So I got a call from the casting, and they said, hey, we want you on the show before it's over. We just want you on the show before it's over. We have this role to be Skylar White's public defender. And Peter Gould, who was the director of the show, I got to set and I found out Peter Gould was a fan of mine from Mad TV. Like he loved Mad TV and he gushed when he met me. So I was like, what is happening right now? Are you kidding me? This is crazy. So it was an incredible experience. It was my favorite show. The heartbreaking part was seeing the episode and seeing that all of my lines were taken out. So it's just me kind of reacting. You still see me. Still see me. I'm part of it. Peter directly emailed me and explained to me, said, look, dude, it had nothing to do with performance. We loved you.
Of course not.
Yeah. We had a lot to cover in that last episode. We had to lose something. We had to lose some of that dialogue. But you see I'm like a deer in headlights, right? I'm like, I'm out of my element. I can't defend Skylar White. Like, this is a crime that's way too big for this public defender. And Peter told me, he was like, you captivated it. You got that. You captivated the feeling with just the look. So you should be really proud of yourself. He didn't have to do that. I felt very fortunate to be a part of it. It was just heartbreaking that I couldn't be like, here's an actual scene with some dialogue. But happens. It happens all the time.
It's still a credit. And you know,
part of it.
You're a big boy and you know how it works anyway, I'm sure. So yeah, that's pretty cool. Hey, so before I let you go, what we talk about on this show is movies and TV. So what are you watching, man? Can you recommend something other than Dark Matter, a movie or TV show you're into?
Okay. Oh my goodness. Yes. Dark Matter. Absolutely. You have to go see, Baby Reindeer.
Yeah.
What a head trip that show is on Netflix. Yes, that is that mess. Oh, I just feel so dirty.
Yeah.
But I can't look creepy. Away. I'm really enjoying that. I'm with Conrad. I'm very excited about Deadpool.
Conrad,
I'm with you. Deadpool 3. Awesome. I can't wait for it. Scary movies. Were you asking about scary movies? Because I'll tell you my favorite scary movie.
Yeah,
my favorite scary movie is Strangers. The Strangers. Have you seen that one?
What is that?
Dude, The Strangers is the reason it's so terrifying. It's what is it? Liv Tyler is in it. I can't remember the gentleman's name that's in it. Dude, the problem, and from us being from Wisconsin, right? I mean, I'm Wisconsin strong. I love everybody there. I love hearing, just even hearing Minocqua makes me happy and want to have a cheese curd. You know, like, oh, God, I just want to have myself a spotted cow and some cheese curds.
Absolutely.
But I will tell you, The Strangers, what's terrifying about it is I spent time in the country. Those houses are a little far apart. And it's the terrifying part of that movie is, it's plausible. Like it's
love.
Yeah,
that.
You could, if they came to your house and you can't scream or be heard from that's the terrifying part. And the whole reason behind it was just that they were home. There's no rhyme or reason. There was no, like, they didn't prepare to attack or torture these people. They were like, let's go at this house. Let's terrorize these people.
This is
that's what's terrifying about
from 2008. Liv Tyler, Scott Speedman. Yeah, this is great. I never saw this, and I don't remember.
Speedman, that's what it was.
Yeah. Oh, that's a great recommendation.
Ooh,
dude.
It's unsettling, man. It's unsettling for us Wisconsin country folks, for sure.
If you're ever here, you got to come into the studio. We got to hang out, man. I would love to have you on the show. We'll have you on again, your schedule permitting anyway, but if you're ever in the area for some crazy reason, please let me know.
Absolutely, Pete. It's just been a pleasure, man. It's so good to see you again, buddy.
So good to see you too, buddy. Thanks for being here. Love you, man. Have a great night, and keep doing what you're doing. You're great.
You too. You too. Really. My mom will kill me if I don't say she's a huge fan of yours and a huge fan of your show. So letting you know.
Linda
loves
awesome.
Your show. She loves your programs.
Tell her I said hello. We'll give her a shout out. Absolutely. Thanks. That's great. Thanks so much, Eric.
I for sure will.
Okay, buddy. We'll see you. That's Eric Price. That was fun catching up. Little trip down memory lane, and great to connect with Eric. An incredibly talented guy. There are some people you meet that you just want to do another project with so you can work with people, and he's definitely one of them. All right. On Stage for Cancer is live in studio next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Someone's living for love. And I love her. I love
her. Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is touting Microsoft's multi-billion-dollar new investment in southeast Wisconsin, 6 years after Donald Trump broke ground for Foxconn, where 13,000 people were supposed to work.
Are you kidding me? Look what happened. They dug a hole with those golden shovels, and then they fell into it.
Microsoft is building a new AI data center the White House says will create thousands of jobs. Green Bay city leaders are considering rewriting the city's liquor laws for next year's NFL draft. Alders got their first look at the proposal for the changes this week. They include letting bars stay open till 4 in the morning and letting people drink on the streets. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. More news from Tom Brady's Netflix roast last weekend. Comedian and roast stalwart Jeff Ross making a joke about Patriots owner Robert Kraft's love affair with massage therapy happy endings appeared to seriously anger Brady, who went up to Ross and said, "Knock it off." A couple days ago, Ross told Rich Eisen, however, that everybody loved it, including Brady and Kraft. Ross says he understood Brady's initial reaction, adding that Robert Kraft is like Brady's dad. Ross continued saying that afterwards, Kraft told him personally that he was really happy to get a shout-out. It is unclear if he meant just mildly amused or full-blown massage table happy. Speaking of the Brady roast, Kim Kardashian was mercilessly booed when she took the stage, but those who watch on Netflix will not hear the boo birds. Netflix said the decision was theirs and not Kardashian's to remove the boos, so when it comes to the mega-rich like Kraft and Kardashian, you can't make fun of things that actually happened. Nice to see billionaires finally catching a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Mino and the Mayor.
You can see him every single Sunday. Win a Super Bowl, drive off in a Hyundai.
baby crib is bigger than his. She was supposed to buy Tyco with her money. She bought Lipo with her money. Oh, I just got it tuned. Someone just tuned in. Said, hey, I just tuned in. Was that actually Kanye or Mino singing
oh,
that?
Oh, jeez.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
Thank you.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 until 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to Nightlight with Pichwaba podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pichwaba anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwaba.
Oh, that's good. Hey, welcome back. That is the voice of Kim Shevchik. I can say her name so easily now.
Yeah, you. I mean, I feel honored that someone outside of the Shevchik family can say Shevchik. And I count these two as honorary families.
Why don't you introduce your friends, Christine and Paul?
Christine and Paul Piat.
Great to have you guys back as well.
Thank you.
Kim dragged you to the studio.
They are those forever friends that you can be like, I know it's past your bedtime, but can you come out past 8 o'clock? And they were like, yes.
Boy, I don't use.
Technically, I said no. And then she goes, but you get to see Pete. And I was like, all right, I'm in.
Done.
Yeah. Done. Yeah. Yeah,
but 8 o'clock. Yeah. I mean, I don't throw the word lame around a lot, but 8 o'clock is an early bedtime.
Okay, to be fair, it's their dogs. It's their dogs that their dogs dictate.
I actually, I want to change that. I have a ton of respect for anyone who can actually get to sleep at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The dogs run the house.
Mm-hmm. They run the Piata house.
They do.
What are the dogs' names?
Cora and Pippin.
Oh, those are great dogs.
Yes. Cora is very smart and probably could do physics and, you know, build a bomb. And
she's conniving.
She really is.
Mm-hmm.
And Pippin is happy-go-lucky. I love everyone.
Mm-hmm. Well, he'll drool on you, and he loves you.
I kind of agree with Paulo. That would be tough. Unless there's just the brains behind it and someone with thumbs to do the work, right?
Mm-hmm.
She could figure it
human.
Out.
See, they're trained.
That's right. Oh, I got to read this quick, and then we'll talk about On Stage for Cancer. Jack from Merrimack, 414. If I don't read this now, I know I'll forget, and I pride myself on never forgetting a text.
I'm impressed.
And think about your favorite horror movies, because we're talking about that, too. So,
Jack, I totally know this.
Jack from Merrimack might have just won the text thread tonight. He says, favorite horror movie? I don't do horror movies. Having stated that, I do see a lot of sci-fi movies, and I'd put the original Alien up there with any horror movie I've heard of. Jack from Merrimack, well done, sir.
Mm-hmm,
that's a scary movie.
It is. That is. I remember being like afraid to go to bed after seeing that movie.
It was like,
having nightmares.
And the gross part with the alien coming out of his stomach was horrible. But like just the fact that you don't know where the thing is on the ship is just just awful. All right, great to have you guys here.
Totally great. Totally great to be back and getting closer to our big event. So,
which is June 1st.
June 1st.
Lay it on us.
Oh, my goodness. So we are incredibly excited to have our inaugural event called Audrey's Angels On Stage for Cancer at the Widener. It's at 6:30. There's tickets available. It's going to be an evening like no other with music, art, a lot of people gathering from the music community in Northeast Wisconsin in support of our friend Audrey Nowak. But our nonprofit that we started, On Stage for Cancer, is also going to take 75% of the proceeds will go to Audrey. A lot of these musicians are her friends.
Wow.
But 25% is going to go to kind of our
gardening and get those beautiful things for their for their homes so we really haven't had a whole lot of downtime up till now. It's been very interesting year.
So just how many plants do you grow then? Are they
all cultivated on site? I know you mentioned you're growing them, or are you sourcing some of them in from other suppliers?
So like a lot of independent garden center grower retailer operations, we start a lot of our stuff, but we also bring in young plants from a number of trusted young plant suppliers from Michigan, from Iowa, from other places, and they come in just as the little baby plugs, and we Arch Crew here transplants them all into the various finished containers, and then we grow them over the months up to size until they're ready to sell.
How many customers come through then this Mother's Day weekend usually compared to your normal flow of traffic?
That's a good question. In past years, we would probably see, you know, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, somewhere in the neighborhood of 700 to 1,000 folks a day come through. But, you know, we've been seeing numbers approaching that for the last week now. And I think the weather has a lot to do with it. You know, we've just had so much nice weather and interspersed with those kind of cruddy days that people are just saying, you know what, it's beautiful out. Let's come out there. Let's do this. Let's get those plants that we really want to have before the Mother's Day rush. That's the biggest thing I've been hearing from customers, because I work the checkout lines and every other aspect of the business for the most part. And the number one thing I'm hearing from customers is, you know, we want to get out there before Mother's Day so we can beat the crowds.
So what are the top selling plants or flowers then during that Mother's Day season?
Hanging baskets, for sure. Every kind of combination there is. We have about 50 different combinations of hanging baskets. And certainly, if you're familiar, 4.5-inch potted material, so geraniums, petunias, I mean, anything that pretty much grows in a 4-inch pot, we can't keep it on the shelves fast enough. We're just moving stuff up as fast as we can. So I'd say 4-inch and hanging baskets are our biggest two categories that we sell in the annual market, followed closely by perennials. People have been really showing an interest in perennials the last couple of years, and we're really happy to see that happening, because it's always been kind of a thing where we said, you know, it makes sense for people to plant perennials along with annuals, so that way they have, you know, the somewhat predictable of, you know, fireworks show of flowers each season, but then they can, you know, add in those accent plants, add in those things that really show color during the spring and summer and even into the fall months.
Can you give us an estimate number-wise of just how many you do sell during that Mother's Day season? I know you mentioned you have about 1,000 plus, you know, people coming through a day.
It's well over 100,000 plants just over that weekend. Well, just over that week leading up to it. We consider the Mother's Day weekend more of a week these days than it used to be just a weekend. So, and now it's looking like that season for Mother's Day is approaching almost 2 weeks ahead of Mother's Day for us, when we really start seeing the traffic pick up. So when we classify, we look at it as, you know, okay, how are we doing for the whole week leading up to Mother's Day, or even 2 weeks leading up to Mother's Day?
That was Josh Smith, co-owner of Kopke's Greenhouse, along with us. So if you haven't gotten your mom anything yet, or maybe you just want to add something a little extra to what you already have, grab your watering can and head to your local nursery or greenhouse. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
Time to get back in the fields again. Whether you need high-quality used equipment to get the job done, or you have planting or other farm equipment you would like to sell, Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. To find a sales representative near you, or for a list of upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, visit steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFES group.com, your auction leader.
Welcome back. Market's just around the corner. We are going to be talking in a moment with our friends from AARP about how valuable the rural voice is going to be come this fall election. It's not just about the presidential election. It's also about decision makers on the state scene. One of those, our Wisconsin Assembly Ag Director, that's Travis Tranel. He's also taking a look back at what they've accomplished in the previous session for Wisconsin farmers and rural landowners, and kind of marking up what his priorities are when he heads back to Madison in the fall. Tranel says there's been some pluses, like the Ag Road Improvement Program, and there's been things that fell short.
Foreign ownership of land is something we worked on quite a bit last session that we didn't quite get across the finish line, mainly because there were two competing bills and there was some issue with how some of the language worked, that people were afraid that we would box out businesses that we do want to do business with and countries that we are friendly with. So we have to decide whether or not it's worth going back and trying to successfully get that passed next session. And I'm hopeful that we'll be able to come to an agreement.
That's Wisconsin State Representative Travis Trennell. He is also the chair of the Assembly Agriculture Committee, and he said they're also looking at adding the Ag Road Improvement Program back into the next round of state funding to continue to improve our rural infrastructure. We'll keep an eye on that. Keeping an eye on the markets this morning, so far they're looking pretty good. Remember, today we get our acreage report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and also world perspective on how production is going. So a lot of critical information coming to bear on the marketplace later today about 11 a.m. Central Time. Right now, December corn's up 3 at 482. November beans up a penny at 1201. July new crop wheat, 16 cents higher right now at 653. Barrel cheese yesterday was up a penny and a quarter at 191 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese gained 2¾ cents to 198. And AA butter, that actually went down 2½ cents on Thursday to 299 and three quarters per pound. The June class 3 milk that goes into cheese down 19 cents right now at 2017 a hundredweight. July down a dime at 1985 a hundredweight. Don't forget, if you ever miss a piece of our conversation, you didn't quite hear what a guest had to say, you can always hit replay. Go to MidwestFarmReport.com, and you're going to see a complete list of podcasts available for you. Various guests that you might not have been able to hear on the radio, and full conversations to boot. That's MidwestFarmReport.com. Up next, the rural voice is going to matter come this fall election, and I'm not just talking about the presidential election. Stand by. Our friends from AARP of Wisconsin give you a rundown on issues. That's on the way for a Friday.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today we're talking credit scores. I mean, we all know we're supposed to have a good one, but what is a credit score? It's a number rating how likely you are to pay back a loan. Anytime you use credit, you know, like your credit card or a mortgage, the info about what you borrowed and when you paid it gets sent to three credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian. They track every transaction and compile detailed financial information on every single American. I mean, a little creepy, am I right? And they rate you on a scale from 300 to 850. Over 670 is good, and over 800 is excellent. Then the bureaus sell your rating to anybody who's thinking about lending you money, and you get a better or a worse deal based on your score. Best way to keep that score up is pay your bills on time. This is Carrie Joy from Work Money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org or text MONEY to 88285. Take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS, and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Terry Barr, host of Slice of Wisconsin here on Civic Media. Mr. Zommers, what is that called?
My Wife is Drunk by Terry's favorite, Alvin Stasinski.
There you go.
Yeah, it's so funny to listen to a polka because you think, where did that song come from?
Right? We actually had one person text during the break there said, how about the Meadow Muffin Polka?
Todd, let's quickly write that and make it.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. 40 million Americans have taken one of the newer generation diabetes heart disease drugs, half have trouble affording them.
The names have become common. Ozempic, Wegovy, Mounjaro, and other GLP-1 drugs that are used primarily to treat diabetes and heart disease, but have also become a popular treatment for weight loss. Effective, but expensive. A new poll from the health policy nonprofit KFF finding 1 in 8 adults have taken a GLP-1 drug in the past, but 54% of those adults say they found the drug difficult to afford. Very difficult, say 22%. The poll finding more than half of Americans believe that Medicare should cover the cost of GLPs when prescribed for weight loss. Dave Packer, ABC News.
The Justice Department's suing to stop Iowa's law empowering local police to go after people in the U.S. illegally. A Los Angeles judge declared Beach Boys founder Brian Wilson should have a conservator to manage what his doctor calls a major neurocognitive disorder. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's U.S. House Republicans say they're tired of fighting with other members of their own party. All 5 GOP representatives from Wisconsin voted against removing Mike Johnson as Speaker Wednesday. The Republicans' right wing wanted Johnson out over recent bills approving government spending and aid to Ukraine. Former Wisconsin Congressman and U.S. House Speaker Paul Ryan says Donald Trump has nowhere to go but down, but that President Biden needs to work his way up.
Trump can't win, but Biden can lose, meaning Trump's polling at his peak, pretty much in all the swing states. He's basically polling at the best he has, at the best he can get, and Biden's underperforming everywhere.
Ryan handicapping the presidential race at the Milken Global Institute conference this week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
A Bucks player slapped with a 4-game suspension. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee Bucks guard Pat Beverley suspended 4 games next season for misconduct during the Bucks' season-ending loss to the Pacers. Video showing Pat Beverley throwing a ball at a heckling fan. Later, he refused to take questions from an ESPN reporter. Beverley said he's not even sure if he'll be with the Bucks next season.
I'm excited about this summer. I'm excited to see what new home I'm at. If it's, you know, if I'm here, if I'm, you know, wherever. Obviously, we don't know. You know, we came up short, but, you know, we'll see what the summer has.
Baseball, the Brewers with 3 home runs on the way to a 7-1 win over the Cardinals at AmFam Field. The crew getting good performances from young pitchers like Jared Koenig, who got the win, or Tobias Myers, who got the start.
Tobias, that was in Double A part of last year and wasn't slated to be in the big leagues, he's pitching great for 4, and then we get another guy that we didn't know that would pitch for us at all this year. They were great.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the greatest radio show ever, Mark Pocan in the 3 o'clock hour. Joe Walsh, Republican former presidential candidate in the 5 o'clock hour. Devil's Advocates. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
This weather update is brought to you by your boat club, Oshkosh's premier outdoor clothing and equipment retailer. When you're serious about fun, shop your boat club located at 1232 North Sawyer Street.
Mostly sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by later this afternoon. High today of 65 with the wind west at 5 to 15. Scattered rain tonight. We could get a 1/10 to a 1/4 inch of rain, 46 the low tomorrow. Partly cloudy, 67 by Sunday. Partly cloudy, 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you hear a siren, it could be a response for help after a fall. Oshkosh Fire Chief Mike Stanley says it's the number one reason for calls to his department.
Much more significantly than we respond to fires, to heart attacks, car accidents, you know, traumatic injuries. You know, we're going on fall calls, you know, more often than not.
Stanley hopes a new partnership with the company behind a free balance training app, Nimble, NYMBL, can help seniors avoid falls by improving balance with exercises from the app.
I can do this from my home. I can do this from my living room, you know, so that I don't have to worry about securing a ride to go somewhere.
Look for more information going out with water bills across Oshkosh this month. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr. The road construction season is underway, and you've probably noticed orange cones and barrels are back too. The world's leading manufacturer of these safety products is Lakeside Plastics. The family-owned business is based in Oshkosh, Wisconsin. Do you know why the cones were originally created more than 75 years ago? As a safety marker to keep drivers away from newly painted lines on the road, as an object for drivers to weave around to mark the tops of houses for small airplane pilots. The answer's coming up.
Message that we can get out. We need to have a safe work zone.
Safety is number one for Eric Gwitt. He's the I-41 project supervisor for the work between Deep Here and Appleton, where you'll be seeing a lot of those orange cones. Did you guess why the cones were originally created? To keep drivers away from wet paint lines on the road. Now, cones like those made at Lakeside Plastics in Oshkosh warn about any kinds of hazards ahead. That is one safe slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, it's the fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke with the Midwest Farm Report, heard weekday mornings at 5 right here on WISS. If you like food, if you like farmers, tune in and learn. 5 a.m. on Air Support 93.3 FM and 1100 a.m. Oshkosh.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
That you love to do. Listen, don't go through the summer missing out on life. Call QC Kinetics now and find out how they can use biologics from your own body to give new life to your achy joints. QC's regenerative medicine protocols can restore and repair that damaged tissue with no surgery, no steroids, no drugs, no downtime. This is the future of medicine. Tens of thousands of QC Kinetics patients around the country are living their best life this year because they made the call. QC medical professionals are under the direction of Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, who was an orthopedic surgeon who became a true pioneer in regenerative medicine. He knew there had to be a better way. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation. Revolutionary treatments for joint pain are here. Call 608-319-1750. QC Kinetics, 608-319-1750. 608-319-1750.
They say yes to 7 straight days. A traveling dress rehearsal for you to get comfortable in the seat and feel the power behind the smartest purchase you've ever made. The 7-day, no questions asked return policy, if you need it, at Bergstrom Automotive. Join the Bergstrom Automotive family for the yes.
You know, well, a lot of people say we sound alike.
I'd have to agree with them, Dad.
Well, the two of you may sound alike, but you sure don't look alike.
And your roof doesn't have to look like everyone else's. Allow Sweet and Metal Roofing to transform yours.
See what one will look like on your home.
I'm Mike.
Will.
And Mary Sweeta. Enjoy the long-lasting architectural strength and beauty of a Sweet and Metal roof.
SWITA, metalroofing.com.
Sweet and Metal Roofing, the last roof you'll ever need.
August 16th and 17th in La Crosse, Wisconsin at the Fest Grounds. Friday night, Buck Cherry.
Hey, y'all crazy, baby.
And Saturday night, Jackal. The Big River Rally.
And I'm going to cut you down the side.
Get your tickets and find out more at BigRiverRally.com.
Landscapers count on Kalani Topsoil for our consistent quality shredded soil used on major projects. No sticks or rocks to rake out. In fact, it spreads out as smooth as butter and deliveries that are on time every time, so the work crew isn't standing around. Now that saves you time and money in the long run. Landscapes and landscapers love Kalani Topsoil.
Take it from a worm. Trust the guys who know good dirt.
KalaniTopsoil.com.
Now that's good dirt.
Buying a really good piece of jewelry may seem intimidating, but not after you talk with William Thomas. They take the time with you so you know your money is well spent, not overspent. Their decades of knowledge shine almost as brilliantly as the stunning stones in your custom piece. Come see the collection of gorgeous gems and choose one for your very own.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry, your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
Celebrating 30 years of brilliance.
Every time you saw her, she pinched your right cheek. She gave you a peppermint candy and that special wink. You loved Aunt Gladys. But now the boxes of precious moments, stacks of encyclopedias, and heavy outdated furniture is making you crazy.
At Two Men in a Junk Truck, we don't just remove junk. We restore your sanity. Experience the calm after the clutter. Visit twomeninajunktruck.com today for your free estimate.
Keep what you love. Ditch what you don't.
Turn a remnant into a remarkable look with the selection at Wise Way Flooring. Hundreds to choose from in all lengths and sizes. With cash and carry discounts, this is an economical way to carpet your home office, family room, or bedrooms. I'm Jeremy Yenser of Wise Way Flooring, inviting you to visit our showroom in Watertown, Lake Mills, and Economowoc. See how our warehouse remnants might be the right thing for you.
We've got Wisconsin.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.